For a long time now, teachers in the Philadelphia school district have been distributed unequally between the city's highest poverty schools and magnet schools, with the high poverty schools being the ones with the teachers with little to no experience. Our teacher quality actions have been addressing this issue for some time, and on May 24th, we had an action in front of the SRC building in the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. This action was organized by Cross City Campaign for School Reform and Education First Compact. One of the speakers was Dan Jones from the Philadelphia Student Union.
Right now, there's a really backwards dynamic in our school district. The schools that are already doing well, the schools that already have the most resources, end up continuing to get the most qualified teachers, while the schools that are struggling the most end up with the largest share of vacancies and new, alternative certified, and uncertified teachers. Now to me, that just doesn't make sense. The inequitable distribution of teachers is one of the main obstacles to giving every student in Philadelphia the education they need and deserve.
The Notebook analyzed data from the district about teachers and realized a new study. Here are some of the things they found out. Nearly one-third of teachers in the city's highest poverty middle schools have 2 years' experience or less, compared to just 12% of the lowest poverty schools. As for highly qualified teachers, in elementary school, virtually all teachers meet this standard, and the distribution is even. But again, once we get to middle and high schools, differences are apparent based on the relative poverty of the schools. As might be expected, middle and high schools with the most impoverished students also have constant teacher turnover.
So why are things this way? And more importantly, how can we fix it? Well, time and time again, we've asked both the district and the PFT that very question, and the answer we get is usually along the lines of, "We totally agree, but it isn't our fault. You have to go talk to the district." Or, "We'd change it if we could. You really need to go talk to the union." Well, we're here to say that that's just not going to cut it anymore.
The district is about to get new contracts for the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers, and we believe that there are some things that need to be in there. Among them are stronger incentives to attract effective teachers to hard-to-staff schools, a requirement to fill vacancies by school-based committees, performance standards and evaluations for teachers that the group helped to create, and teacher-driven professional development. Along with the Cross City campaigns, we're going to grade the district and union once the contract is ratified.